On our side, you will notice the granite fountain, which was used to refresh the horses, a gift offered by Mayor Jones in 1879. It was formerly set at the foot of the marketplace on Champlain Street, a historical jewel of the time when the market was full of activities. Today, one can always shop at the marketplace that accommodates local growers every Wednesday and Saturday morning. The red brick building of classical architecture, standing straight in front of us, as a guardian of our heritage, was used for bazaars, fairs, a site for political assemblies, boxing matches, and even movies, which was frowned upon by the church of the time. In the heart of All Saint-Jean, this building became the Museum of Haute Richelieu, a place which contributes to the regional history and makes up the promotion of antique and contemporary Quebecois ceramics. Saint-Jean, thanks to its geographical situation, became the capital of ceramics at the end of the 19th century. It had over 10 workshops of pottery and crockery, which conferred a reputation which extended throughout Canada and New England, examples of which can be seen at the museum. I now invite you to walk through the marketplace to Jacques Cartier Street and step a little to the left to look at the town hall's splendid ceramic fresco created by Mr. Jean Cartier. There are 65 tables on its frontage, illustrating well the topics of the town of Saint-Jean. On the corner of the street, you will see the National Hotel, today the National Inn, built between 1875 and 1885. At that time, all the houses which bordered the street on each side were replaced by buildings of great scales, with hotels like this one. Now let's cross the span towards the western side of Jacques Cartier Street.